And now stand by for adventure. 3, 2, 1. In the exciting story of Colonel Bleak's arrival on Earth.
Hey, man. You know what we're going to do right now?
What,
I got
man?
An idea. We're going to smoke a little bit more. Take one or two more tooks, and then we're going to turn on the television set, man.
That's a great idea, man. We turn on the TV, man,
yeah,
and
right,
we just tape record the show,
that's
you
why
know?
I got the tape recorder, man.
Hey, man, let's turn on the tube, okay?
I got it all set. Okay, man. Here it comes.
Excuse me.
Oh, man. Those guys are wearing dresses, man. I don't believe it.
Oh, wow. Man, that's the most insane thing I've ever seen,
man. Hey, man, turn it up a little, man. Turn it up.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Let's turn it up a little.
Oh,
come on. Let's try something else, man. We're really cooking, man. Let's try another
show. Tomorrow's show.
Wilbur. Will you show me how to curtsy again?
That was a talking, man. I don't believe it.
Yeah, Ed, you just kind of lean forward and spread your dress like this and bend your knee.
Well, I'm leaving.
Hi. We're going to talk about some interesting things today. Did you know that? Sure. Hi, because I'm your friend. Can you say that? Friend? Sure. We're going to talk about what to do when it rains outside. The rain goes pitter-patter. Pitter-patter in your window, or when it's snowing out and your feet are cold. Sure, you know, I'm your friend, and I hope that you're my friend too, because we can be special to each other. Did you know that? Sure. And speaking of special things, there's someone right next to me today that's very special to me. His name is Mr. McNulty. Sure. Hi, Mr. McNulty, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Hodges. How are you?
Great. You know, you're very special, Mr. McNulty. Can you say that?
You know, you're very special, Mr.
No,
McNulty. Can
just say special.
Special.
Thank you. You know, we're going to have a very interesting show today. We're gonna play some music for you. Oh, we hope you enjoy it. We're just going to sort of sit here and listen to some very nice music.
Oh, man, I don't believe it, man. Those two guys are dancing.
Darn it, man, I can't stand it.
I'm the astronaut!
Smith, Yale.
Jesse Owens.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is Sistine Chapel. Okay, here's a 50-point toss-up. Who was the commander of the Roman army's west phalanx at the Battle of Zama, 202 B.C.? Novotny, Harvard.
Marcus Aurelius.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Can you take it? Cotton, Yale.
Double Jeopardy?
No, the answer is Capillo Africana.
Cheese is funny. I think what we should do, though, is have some animals in women's clothing.
I don't mind that. How about having cheese in women's clothing?
Well, I could go for a gouda and a pantsuit.
A gouda and a pantsuit would be nice, or maybe a camembert and a nice little culotte.
Ooh, that would be cheeky, wouldn't it?
Word. I know, a sheep eating a cheddar in a mini.
Ooh, wouldn't that be delightful?
That's really good.
Would it be funny?
Oh, yes, that'd be funny.
No, they love it
every week.
Cheese
is funny, sheep is funny.
Well, that's a very pretty dress, Sherry. Why don't you turn around and show it to the Soul Train audience?
Why, thank you, Mr. Cornelius.
Turn it, man.
Gosh, Mr. Busybody, where are we going today?
Well, Herbert, I think we're setting the Wayback Machine, if I'm not mistaken, to the early 19th century. Russia.
Won't that take us into the time of Catherine the Great?
That's right, Herbert, and here we are in her bedroom right now.
She seems to have a horse in her bedroom.
If I'm not mistaken, Herbert, it's a royal limousine stallion.
Look, there's a horse!
What's he doing in her bed?
The less said about that, the better, Herbert.
I guess he wouldn't take nay for an answer.
Wilbur, get on top of me like you used to in the old days.
Oh, come on, Ed. We don't have time to clown around. I've got to get ready for the barbecue tonight.
Barbecue?
Hey, maybe I can
well,
do
yeah,
it.
Honey,
and
I have a barbecue.
Talking,
the whole
man.
Neighborhood's coming, and we don't want you...
A Jewish fella, a college fella. Hi, my name is Bubba Amos. I play tight end on the Rams.
And I'm B. Preston Bradley, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. You know, kicking ass on a football field is one way that I get high. How about you, Bubba?
Well, one way that I get high is kicking ass on the football field. How about you, Bubba?
Hello, Mom.
Yes?
This is your son, Devin.
Hello, Devin. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I thought I might come over this afternoon for a visit.
Oh, I'd love that.
In about half an hour.
What shall we do?
Well, I thought first I'd kick your head, and then I'd like to break your arm, if I may.
Jackson, John Hopkins.
Mini Minoso.
No, that would be caused by a pierced thorax. Okay, here's a 50-point toss-up. What 17th century British alchemist discovered peritonitis? Robin, San Juan A&M.
Sherry Lewis?
Yikes! Well, you're not getting into history, Rick.
What was Disraeli wearing when he made his famous speech in the House of Commons on mercantilism?
May I take a stab at it?
Yes,
it's only a guess. An A-line skirt and a satin blouse with no stockings.
You're absolutely...
Hi. We're going to put on dress today.
Nobody made you Hispania de la Colia vasectomy. Wilbur, how come you don't whip me anymore with that bridle? Vasectomy porque no bambino. Whoa, Wilbur, my knee.
When mommies hear that sound, they know their little one is going to come a-limping for help.
Right.
It's the Moose and Squirrel Show.
Hi, what do you want to do today?
I think maybe we should go shopping.
Shopping? Why, go to Bloomingdale's?
Maybe we could go to Henry Bendel, too.
Okay. But don't buy any more dresses. Just remember, you're not a sheep.
Hi,
Bipson and Bopson.
This is for 50 dresses, too.
How long did it take to clean up?
Can you say that?
Yeah. Wilbur.
In his mouth.
Good heavens.
What do you think this is? The Indianapolis 500,000?
Sure. They found another sort of, not a woodcut in this case, but an old painting of Bach. Wearing only underwear.
Hey, man, I'm going to turn off the TV set and turn on the radio, man, to listen to the National Lampoon.
Well, no, not in his
oh, yeah, man, this dude's a real funny man.
They come up with some funny stuff, man. I'm going to turn off the TV.
One, two,
thank you.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Crusades to an Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Crusades to an Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
Sunset Strip, 77 Sunset Strip, 77 Sunset Strip. A street that wears a fancy label, glorified in song and fable. The most exciting people pass you by, including a private eye. 77 Sunset Strip. 77 Sunset Strip. You'll meet the highbrow and the hipster, starlet and the phony tipster. You'll find most every kind of gal and guy, including a private eye. 77 Sunset Strip.
Yeah, what do you want?
Is this 77?
Nah, 67.
Is this 77?
No, 37.
What do you want?
Is this 77 Sunset Strip?
No!
Sunset Strip.
Yeah, this is 77 Sunset Strip.
Will you lend me your comb?
There is a place I long to go, and I confess it's Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
They've got a brand new meaning for togetherness in Peyton Place. You should go there if you are feeling lost and lonely. As you drive into town, it says for adults only. Peyton Place. That's where you'll find me. Leaving my qualms behind me, I'm gonna run away from here and make my home in Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
They've got their own decline and fall of ancient Rome in Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
Everyone's moral fiber's in complete decay there. They've got a problem cleaning up the PTA there. Peyton Place, USA. Everyone walks around the square so overjoyed in Peyton Place. That's where they put the statue up of Sigmund Freud in Peyton Place. They've got a new library there, but here's the snapper. Every book in it's covered in a plain brown wrapper. Peyton Place, where the good life is, depending where your wife is. Nobody's got an overdose of scruples down in Peyton Place. All of the teachers learn things from their pupils down in Peyton Place. There is a faithful husband there, you ought to see him. He is the main exhibit in the town museum. Peyton Place, USA. They're giving promiscuity a real bad name in Peyton Place. That is where Spin the Bottle is an adult game in Peyton Place. And if you care to know just how their evenings go there, nobody's ever seen the Johnny Carson show there. Peyton Place, USA, my kind of town. It's Peyton Place, USA.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the flying nun, flying nun.
Sister Patrol.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the flying nun, flying nun.
Sister Patrol.
It all happened once upon a time not long ago. A book was written by author Terry Reels, a story about a 90-pound nun who could fly. That's right, listen up, and I'll tell you why. She wore a coronet that was shaped like wings. It took her to the skies, fun adventuring. The book had success, then was shelved away. No one knew how big it would come back one day. Meanwhile, back in the land of Hollywood, Gidget was cast, so the network never should have taken off the air. What to do, what you got? They went to the bookshelf on the backstage lot. They thought about the book, the 15th Pelican, turned it to a hit. Sure, like Pelican, they had new ideas. And when they were done, they came up with the TV show, The Flying Nun.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the Flying Nun, Flying Nun.
Sister Patrol.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the Flying Nun, Flying Nun.
Sister Patrol.
Sisters Anna and Sisto, Teacher Khan, Vincentenko. Reverend Mother made the rules. Sister Jacqueline kept her cool. Carlos Ramirez on the town casino here in old San Juan, Puerto Rico. Captain Fermento was the chief of police. A bumbling clown, but he kept the peace. It was Fall of 67 on ABC. The new show had music, laughter, drama, fantasy.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the flying nun, flying nun.
Sister Patrol.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the flying nun, flying nun.
Sister Patrol.
50 years have come and gone. These fabulous characters live on and on. On TV, reruns, DVD, internet, iPhone, download stream. If you want some happy love, can't be fun, watch an episode of The Flying Nun.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the Flying Nun, Flying Nun.
Sister Patrol.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the Flying Nun, Flying Nun.
Sister Patrol.
50 years mark 2017.
On the cover of a magazine.
50 years mark 2017.
Celebrate, celebrate.
50 years mark 2017. We could watch it on an HD big flat screen. 50 year mark 2017. Around the world, she could still be seen.
Celebrate, celebrate.
Like what?
Well, you ought to know, Bullwinkle. You're in some of them. Today, our program is brought to you by General Mills, where better breakfast begins.
The most delicious ready-to-eat cereals in the world.
It's time for Farmer Alfalfa and his Cherry Coon Pals.
In the flicker pictures everywhere. The cats and the mice, they call him Al. They know he's a bat, still they call him Pal. He's as small as a buzzard, they step around his leg. He's a high-stepping papa, you can bet my head.
Abba-dabba-dub.
Wilma!
In tropical sea is a tropic port. Vacation fun is the favorite sport. This is the place where the tourists flock, renting the boats at the busy dock. Two secretaries from USA sail on a Mino this lovely day. A high school teacher is next aboard, all taking trips that they cannot afford. The next two people are millionaires. They got no worries, they got no cares. They climb aboard and they step inside with just enough bags for a 6-hour ride. Tourists come, tourists go, tourists touring to and fro. These five nice tourists, they take this trip, relaxing on deck on this little ship. The weather is clear and the sun is hot. The weather is clear? I think it is not. Tourists come, tourists go, tourists tossing to and fro. The captain is brave, he's... Caramba! What a storm! The captain is brave, he's a fearless man, and Gilligan helps him all that he can. The wheel she break and lose all control, SS Mino do the rock and roll. The sea is now calm and the weather grand. Where is the Mino upon the sand? What happened now will bring you a smile. The adventures of Gilligan and the skipper and the millionaire and Mrs. Millionaire and the other tourists on Gilligan's Isle.
You know how much I want you. So why don't you relax and come? I bought this brand new sweater. I wore my favorite slacks. I only want to please you. I won't bite you. Give a girl a break. I'm doing all I can. How long you gonna tease me, Max? You're such a wicked man. You know whose lips I'd die for. Not Clyde's or Claude's or Jack's. Oh, you could make me happy. Roar a little, claw a little. You're my tiger. Max.
starts to bleed. And just when you think you're hitting bottom and you peek out from behind those sleeves, the bottom falls out below you. The void is coming. The void is coming. And it swallows you. You're watching baseball. You're watching TV. Movies, entertainment, motion pictures. It's all on television. Oh my God, it's Jason. He's right there on my TV. Endless waves of big pleasure. It's all on television. What's your favorite? One with the guy?
I love that show.
I've watched that show. I've seen it on TV.
Everything I know I learned on television. I'm plugged into a 42-inch screen. Who needs to travel when there's television? Oh, I've seen everything there is to see. There's something for everyone on television. A smorgasbord pop culture potpourri. I stare into the vacuum of my television. It feels like staring into eternity. I'm a surfer with my remote. It takes me everywhere I need to be. On television you can have it all of the time. Everything looks better on TV. What did people do before television? Sit around and gossip, read a book. Cathode ray or plasma gel, still television. I always feel better when I look. Television weaned me from reality to that other world where no one blinks. On my TV tray I set my microwave meal. I'm captivated, never have to think. Time passes slowly inside the tube. I love Lucy's never aged a day. On television you can have it all of the time. Everything looks better on TV. I know there must be more to life than television. I just don't know what it might be. Shut-ins get their sustenance from television. Companionship that money just can't buy. Just turn on your television. A world of pretty people fill the screen. Kids today are lucky to have television. In the nursery keeps them so serene. Don't like commercials? Well, that's okay. There's channels without any in the way. On television you can have it all of the time. Everything looks better. She will cure you if you let her, brother. Every little thing looks better on TV.
Bam!
Well, hiya, friends. Welcome once again to the Bit Slap here on your friend KBC right here on KBC Radio. All right. Hello. How are you? Nobody there? All right. Well, okay. That's the hazard, I guess. KBC here with you at the Bit Slap. This week we're celebrating TV, and don't know why, but there it is. You know, you might as well yell at the wind, right? Go ahead and do it. I'll wait. Started off with the National Lampoon people, and that was their version of Cheech and Chong Channel Surfing. Pretty accurate, I would say. Get Smart was the Melbourne Ska Orchestra. That's from way, way down the bottom of Australia, and that's God knows how old that is, but it's pretty old. We heard from Don Elliott and his orchestra, 77 Sunset Strip, complete with Interloper. Peyton Place was, of course, Alan Sherman. Let's see, we had a guy named Jeff Michael, celebrate Sister Petrille, celebrating 50 years of Sister Petrille, the Flying Nun. Okay, if you're really into it, that's fine. The Banana Split song was Liz Phair, along with Material Issue. There was the Black Lodge Singers. That was Meet the Flintstones, of course. Gilligan's Island, the original theme song from The Pilot in 1964, before it got picked up as an actual series. Should have stuck with it, I think. Anyway, what do I know? Barbara Feldon, Agent 99. Of course, that was Max. Oh, I loved her voice and everything else. She's still around, you know. Mm-hmm. She's like 91 or something. Television was King Whisker, and we heard Charles Murray on television. And, yeah, we're not on television here. I got to tell you a secret. I quit TV. It's going on 4 years now. I just got sick of it. Nothing good on, the expense, the inconvenience, the fact that I fall asleep at 8 o'clock at night, just all said, give it up, you don't want this anymore. But that doesn't mean I don't have a heritage, okay? I do have a TV heritage. I was watching it all my damn life, all the way up, yes, including Uncle Floyd, yes. But anyway, along the line, I've picked up a few friends, I've picked up a few enemies, I've picked up a few sponsors, okay? And I'd like you to hear from one of them now to settle the debt, okay? Go ahead, guys.
One, two, three. Let her sit with you in the driver's seat. Let her take you anywhere at all. By the hour, by the day, by the week, or anyway, just let her sit. Put you in the driver's seat.
It hurts, put you in.
Welcome, friend. Come on in and set a spell. It's that time of year again in little old Cable Town. And yes, that night is coming again. The night of horror and fear. The night of doom and death. The night of things seen speeding across the moon. Of horrible words crawling across the bottom of the screen.
Rumors flying, stocks ticking, markets so obscure you'll never know what those numbers mean.
Facelifted celebrities writing books about celebrities getting facelifts.
Guys in suspenders who know everybody with facelifts, interviewing celebrities who deny they've had facelifts.
Yes, our little town is spooked. It's a mystery. The cable of Cable Town that holds us together is itself to be feared. Wisps of things moan across the cornfields. The nights are black. The frozen orange leaves are cracking underfoot.
Children abducted, celebrities shoplifting and murdering.
Politicians covered up. Hiding out.
News crews shooting.
Oh, but for you outside of Cable Town, life is simple and beautiful. Only razor blades and candy, outhouses heaved over, eggs hurled at cars. But in Cable Town, it's all...
Purple! Frostbite!
Larry King! What can be done? Well, don't turn off the TV. What the heck good would that do?
Don't stop worrying about things that are worlds away.
Don't bother to read anything.
Don't stop listening to every rumor and repeating it. Welcome to our little town, where it's Halloween all year round. Cable Town is what we're called, so come on in. Set a spell. Turn up the volume.
The phonograph and radio are really mighty nice, but now they brought out something new, a C&I device. I never get a break at all since this thing come along. Each time I alibi, this lie detector proves I'm wrong.
Television is the devil's doing, brought me ruin, grief and woe. Television is the devil's doing, television, it's gotta go.
I used to take off on a spree, then say that I'd been sick. My boss had never doubted me, it always did the trick. The last time that I tried it, though, he said, now you're all wet. He'd seen me at the ball game on his television set.
Television is the devil's doing, brought me ruin, grief and woe. Television is the devil's doing, television, it's gotta go.
I went to see the wrestling match, my gal stayed home that night. Now I got so excited that I grabbed somebody tight. It was the girl right next to me up in the mezzanine. And my gal saw us wrestling on her television screen.
Television is the devil's doing, brought me ruin, grief and woe. Television is the devil's doing, television, it's gotta go.
The phonograph and radio sure used to be all right. My girl and I would cuddle up, we'd listen every night. Since television came along, tain't like it used to be. She saw Ben Crosby singing and now she won't look at me.
Television is the devil's doing, brought me ruin, grief and woe. Television is the devil's doing, television, it's gotta go.
Robert Anderson as father, Jane Wyatt as mother,
and Jerry Mathers as the beaver.
My hat's off to the finest old westerns.
Nelson could really stroke his cane. He'd swing that thing in places and hang low around his laces. I never heard a cowgirl or even a cow complain. What have they done with my butt? I hear that they put little Joe to sleep.
Poor Joe.
Adam's falling horses out to pasture. Long Green's eating Alpo and does nasty things to sheep. You know I'm even smelling gun smoke in my sleep. What have they done with my love? Say, I long to hear the sound of Ricky singing Babaloo.
Got a letter just this morning. It is postmarked Omer Hall. It is typed and neatly wrote out, offering me this better job at higher wages, expenses paid in the car. But I'm on TV here locally, and I can't quit. Heck, far I'm a star. I come on the television a grinning, wearing pistols and a hat. It's a kiddie show. I'm a hero of the younger set. I'm the number one attraction, every supermarket, parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omer Hall, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. Go lead lady, y'all just see my car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wired wheels, grindstones in my spokes. Got credit down at the grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, every supermarket, parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omer Hall. Thanks a lot. Little kids see me around town. They just marvel. Just marvel. Kansas City star. That's what I are. Yo, lead lady, y'all just see my car. Got a big old Cadillac with wire wheels and rhinestones on the spokes. Got credit down at the grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, every supermarket, parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omer Hall. Thanks a lot.
Respect. He stood 8 foot tall, wore glasses, and he had a third nipple on the back of his neck. He ate his own weight in coal, and he screened diamonds every day. He could throw you down a flight of stairs, but you still would love him anyway. Yeah, you know you'd love him anyway, y'all. The Tour de France with two flat tires and a missing chain. He trained a rattlesnake to do his laundry. I'm telling you, the man was insane. He could rip out your beating heart and show it to you right before you died. Every day he'd make the host a match game, give him a piggyback ride. Yeah, 2 hour piggyback ride. Giddy up, Gene. Ninja warrior, master of disguise, he could melt your brain with his laser beam eyes. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! He had his very own line at the DMV. He made sweet, sweet love to a manatee. Oh yeah!
Oh yeah, that was something to see, I tell ya. Charles Nelson Reilly sold his toenail clippings as a potent aphrodisiac. He ran a 4-minute mile blindfolded with an engine block strapped to his back. He could eat more frozen waffles than any other man I know. Once he fell off the Chrysler building and he barely even stubbed his toe. Had a tiny little scratch on his toe, didn't even hurt. Charles Nelson Reilly figured out cold fusion, but he never ever told a soul. I seen the man unhinge his jaw and swallow a Volkswagen whole. He'd bash your face in with a shovel if you didn't treat him like a star. Cause you can spit in the wind or tug on Superman's cape, but Lord knows you just don't mess around with Sienna. No, no, no. Talking about Sienna.
The greatest name in mud packs presents the 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, yes, the $64 million question.
And remember, if it's the finest of its kind in mud packs, it's by Cracky.
And now, the star of our show, where knowledge is king and the rewards King Farouk-sized, Al April!
Thank you. Good evening. George, who was Cracky's first guest?
Our interplanetary spaceship engineer, Al, who last week answered the $32 million question, Mr. Ramsey Cole! Welcome back, Ramsey.
This program's a snap. I'm a genius.
Been hearing from a lot of your old friends?
Yeah, like one old friend, you know. We lost touch, you see, and... He see me on a show, and he called me up, and he said, pay me the $10 or I'm going to kill you.
Fine. Good to hear from your old friends. But now, Ramsey, everybody's waiting to hear whether or not you're going to try for the $64 million question. Have you made your decision?
And you know, like out at the interplanetary spaceship works where I work, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like Professor Herr Hoffmeyer. A great scientist, Al. A great man.
Uh-huh.
He see me on a show, and he walk up to me and put his arm around me, and he said, which I thought was terrific, because he never even noticed me before, you know?
Uh-huh. Have you made your decision, Ramsey?
And by unanimous vote, they selected me to be the first man to blast off for the moon.
But have you made your decision? Oh? Well, when are you leaving?
Pretty soon now, Al. You see, it takes 326 years for the right atmospheric conditions. And when the time comes, you gotta blast right off.
But when are you blasting off?
I'll tell you later, Al. After I win the $64 million.
Oh, then you've made your decision.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm gonna win the big loot. It's a snap. Escort me to the booth, Ingrid!
My foot. She, watch it, Ingrid.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. This is a 39-part question. I'll ask it, then repeat it once. You'll then have 30 seconds in which to think over your answer. By all means, take the full time.
Ow!
Please, Ramsey, please, take your full 30 seconds.
But Al, listen!
Give yourself every opportunity.
Al!
Don't rush. We're all with you.
I'm going to tell you
Take your full 30 seconds. Now, what is your answer?
Answer? You didn't even ask me the question yet!
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, Al. But our time is up.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. But you can come back next week.
No, I cannot come back next week.
You can't? Why not?
Because tomorrow morning, 5:45, I'm blasting off for the moon!
There's another type of television show that comes on your screen every afternoon. It's directed primarily toward the children. And they call them, of course, kiddie shows. People come out with, you know, insipid sayings and funny hats. We'd like to give you our version of a children's show for hip kiddies. And we call it Captain Jack and Jolly George.
Hi, kids. It's time for Captain Jack. That's me.
And Jolly George. That's me.
Hey, what a show we got for you today.
Oh, boy, we always have a good show for you, don't we, kids? Not like watching that square old Miss Dingling or anything like that, huh?
Hey, kids. Kids, remember yesterday on Cartoon Time, we left Clarabelle the Clown and Hermie the Hermaphrodite before Clarabelle's mommy came in.
Yeah. Hey, now how about you kids out there? You managed to get the booze hidden before mommy staggers home? Oh, let's watch that now. Mommy don't want to see you getting smashed, too. Tell you what you do, kids. You watch and see where Daddy hides his booze, and then you put yours in the same place. And then if she finds it, he gets busted, not you. See?
Yeah. It's so much fun seeing Daddy get all hung up like that.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, today... Today is absolutely the last day to send for your Captain Jack and Jolly George Jr. junkie kit.
Yes.
You've got to have this kit. Oh, boy. You've got to have it.
And why is this the last day? I'll tell you why, kids. We were down at Tijuana, and our dealer has been busted by the fuzz.
Yes.
So we're running just a little short of this stuff, kids, I tell you.
Now, of course, this is pure heroin you get. I mean pure heroin. No milk, sugar, no preservative, no flour added.
Oh,
it is dynamite.
I'll tell you, kids. Captain Jack and I shared a half a bag, shot it up just before the show. Oh, kid, I'll tell you, I'm twisted, kids. Look at my eyes, huh? One taste, kids, and I'm stoned.
Now, of course, in the kit, you also get a U.S. Army Surplus 12cc hypodermic needle.
That's right. And you get a genuine Roger Silverware 1812 bent spoon. Yeah, that's to mix the fix, kids. And that spoon, yeah, hey, he knows, huh? Sure thing. And I'll tell you what, kids, that spoon is available in modern, traditional, provincial, or rosemead. Make sure you specify which pattern you want when
that's
you send in, kid.
And, of course, you get 3,669 feet of rubber tubing to wrap around your arm, get that vein popping out there.
That's
vein out there.
Hey, that's important. Hey, not only that, kid, you know what else you get? You get a 30-day supply of cotton to keep the spike clean. You know, don't want to get an abscess vein. You know, Captain Jack, we had a lot of letters from kids. They're shooting up with a dirty spike, and they're getting an abscess vein.
Oh,
now, kids, I'll tell you what you do. You keep that spike clean. And when you see that big bluish-purple splotch creeping up your arm, kid, it's time to switch to the main vein. Right back there, kid. That's it, kid. That's a wonderful spot.
Now, for the first 250 kids that send in for their kit, you're going to get a bonus, and that bonus is...
A genuine 8x10 autographed glossy picture of Alexander King.
Yeah!
Yeah!
You can hang it right beside Mummy's picture.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here, for your kit, you send to Captain Jack and Jolly George, care of Pusher, Hollywood 28, California.
In New York, call Withdrawal Symptoms 58964.
Okay, kids, it's time for milk. Drinking time on the Captain Jack and Jolly George show.
Gotta drink your milk with us, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's good. Now, don't forget, kids, you never outgrow your need for milk. You keep asking Mommy for milk. It's amber-colored, and it comes in a tall brown bottle with a picture of a white horsey on it.
Yeah. You love it. Hey, kids, this is for the little girls.
Little
boys, out of the room.
Little girls only.
Yeah, that's right. Today is your next to last day to send for your Lolita kit.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You see, in this kit, you get, of course, an autographed picture of Vladimir Nabokov and the original Lolita.
Hey, yeah, and I'll tell you, also get a little instruction booklet in there, girls. And you know something? If you girls read those instructions and do the exercises prescribed, that's kind of fun in itself, girls. I'll tell you what, in just 2 weeks, you'll be walking and talking and acting like girls twice your age. And you can pick up a little cash after school. You know?
Yeah! Why not? Okay, kids, as we do every day, we want to leave you with our thought for the day. Above all,
don't forget to pray.
Night, kiddies.
Aliens. Every year at this time, the National Space Administration requires all aliens to register. Forms are available at your local post office. Those without forms must appear, however briefly, at the Bureau's astral offices on Nooker Street. Aliens, register now.
Hey, you two guys. Just at the age when you're looking for an interesting and exciting career in the military, get into the sky where they can't find you, higher than you've ever been before, behind the border, as a proud member of the free Mexican Air Force.
Yes, skimming low out of border canyons and across below sea level salt flats, you'll be jockeying the big birds, B-25s, flying uncounted tons of contraband into these United States.
Yes, spreading Mexico's natural resources is a really fine job for any young man of military age. So take off with guys like me in the free Mexican Air Force.
the leather golf carts. The street people terrifying their own children, living in a world only they can understand.
They'll bug you. They'll bug your mind.
The street people.
You'll see them in breakfast nooks across the country, smoking cigarettes, drinking martinis, driving two cars.
The street people.
You'll join them, hanging out at redemption centers, licking glue, making deals with total strangers.
The street people.
You'll be inside their minds, as they say.
Anything more from the supermarket, honey?
More sugar!
The street people. Now playing in patios and parking lots everywhere from Paranoid Pictures.
This movie has been rated X the Unknown. Positively no one admitted.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast Television, the channel that wakes you up. It steals beneath your duvet and fills your coffee cup with news and views and world opinion to stimulate your mind. Music by the deaf, directed by the blind.
Send you on your way to work in a happy frame of mind. See it on the breakfast telly between 8:30 and 9.
Welcome to Breakfast Television, live from Smithfield Market, where we'll show you how to pluck a chicken while cleaning vomit off the carpet. Meet the Minister of Transport and the junky skinhead priest. Hear them talk about the pros and cons of Myra Hindley being released.
We'll send you on your way to work in a happy frame of mind. See it on a breakfast telly between 8:30 and 9.
Welcome to Breakfast Television. We bid you welcome to Breakfast Television. There's diets, riots, and DIY, and how to adjust your brakes. It's been put together with money and love, and only 10 commercial breaks.
We'll send you on your way to work in a happy frame of mind. See it on a breakfast telly between 8:30 and 9.
Welcome to Breakfast Television. Welcome to BTV. We'll interrupt your morning sex with lots of lovely me. Welcome to Breakfast Television. Welcome to a world of pap. When you turn on the television, we'll dump it in your lap.
I'm watching American television. I'm watching, I'm watching.
television. I'm watching American television. I'm watching. I'm watching. I'm watching American television. I'm watching. I'm watching.
Take over my 3D, see me sitting, staring, not a care in the world. Those were the wonder years, happy days, chilling in my underwear. When I was about 5, I loved Lucy. Tried it again when I was older, and everything became groovy. I liked movies, but they were too long and descriptive. So when the ADD kicked in, I was off in the distance. A little rugrat who even then was chasing angry beavers, slaying like a ninja turtle, fighting crime and grubbing pizza. It seems a lot of me was taken from those ages. I nearly broke a finger trying to kick like the Power Rangers. Can't forget the Caped Crusader, Batman. I was an avid fan, and fuck it, I still am. I won't say the TV raised me. My parents played the biggest part, but never had to ask if I was afraid of the dark. Way back when, the television was a best friend. Babysitter's assistant, hope for a happy end. Kept me company because I knew it couldn't run from me. Taking tips from Bugs Bunny and Doug Funny. Funny how something artificial made me so real. It's interesting how it's fake, but it makes you feel. And given my career, I should be saying this about music. But fuck it, I wrote this one about television. Yeah, 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 baby. Come on now. I wrote this one about television. Yeah, check it out, check it out, check it out now. I wrote this one about television. Yo, yo, I should be writing about music, but I wrote this one about television. Huh. So turn it on and turn me up. Stayed away from the news, cause frankly it was depressing. Plus I thought the Spider-Man would save everyone with his webbing. Never letting go of the remote, it gave me power. The yellow sun to my Superman. I spent so many hours mesmerized by how he could fly and shoot red shit out his eyes, and the fact that he chose to save people's lives. Hey Arnold got me into jazz and funk, so when it came on, them songs I had to bump. I wanted to live Rocko's modern life. The next plan was to be the X-Man. It crawled at night, so many TV shows I wish it ran longer, like Kablam, Iron Man, and our real monsters. Some I simply didn't understand, but after every Ren and Stimpy episode, I was cheering for Powdered Toast, man. Now you catch me staying up till 2 a.m., cause I still love these shows, and that's the only time they play there. Way back when, the television was a best friend, babysitter's assistant, hope for a happy end. Kept me company because I knew it couldn't run from me, taking tips from Bugs Bunny and Doug Funny. Funny how something artificial made me so real. It's interesting how it's fake, but it makes you feel. And given my career, I should be saying this about music, but fuck it, I wrote this one about television. Yeah, I'm back again with this one about television. Check it out, yo. This is the second bridge, the one about television. All the other ones are also about television, television, television. So tell me how you live, and I'll tell you about television. Captain Planet made me care about the verdicts of a murder tree, and Scooby-Doo taught me it was alright to burn the Chiba. So when I realized that, it was a wrap. I was on the couch daily, smoking and taking naps. Darkwing Duck, that's what's up, right? Not to mention Bartman, The Simpsons, 7:30 weeknights. During dinner with the family, we didn't care because that shit was hilarious. Transformers, shape-shifting robots disguised as tow trucks, planes and helicopters. Autobots and Decepticons were my gods and devils. I was a Pisces, so I rooted for Blue Barracudas on Legends of the Hidden Temple. But as I grew into my own, I realized that if the TV was my only friend, then I was alone. Now I schedule TV around what makes me me, and still I get to watch a fucking lot of television.
Way back when, the television was a best friend, babysitter's assistant, hope for a happy end. Kept me company because I knew it couldn't run from me, taking tips from Bugs Bunny and Doug Funny. Funny how something artificial made me so real. It's interesting how it's fake, but it makes you feel. And given my career, I should be saying this about music, but fuck it, I wrote this one about television.
Failure, I played the hand that I was dealt. But every now and then I do pretend that I am someone else. It takes no imagination, just a flick of the remote. Then I am on vacation in a life someone else wrote. Maybe I'm a millionaire, I travel over the world. I'm handsome and respected, I get all those pretty girls. So calm and mysterious, fighting for the greater good. People love and adore me from New York to Hollywood. Well, this may not be the healthiest I know, but I'm happiest when I exist through my favorite TV shows. I'm a gunfighter, I'm a bull rider, I'm the captain of some pirate ship at sea. For a couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV. My wife was less like you. It gets so hard to take her. She complains the whole day through. And when I get home from working, I just hate to hear her speak. But we do spend time together at least 3 nights a week. We'll watch the one about the family with that great big old house, or the one with the detectives who always find the bad guys out, or the one about the lawyers who make sure that the right guy wins, or the couple that is still in love and needs never to pretend. Well, no matter what is going on at home, I can always get a smile or two when my favorite show comes on. I'm a gunfighter, I'm a bull rider, I'm the captain of some pirate ship at sea. For a couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV. Bless you, Walt Disney, you were a father to me. I used to fall asleep with the TV on at night. Through my roughest days, you put a smile on my young face. You kept me company when no one else had time. I was a gunfighter, I was a bull rider, or the captain of some pirate ship at sea. For a couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV.
Or perhaps the way I was raised, could be something in the water. Maybe ultraviolet rays. Anyway, I did it with the ultimate precision, and I tend to blame the television. Maybe growing up in the 70s really bell-bottomed me out. Maybe it was something in those metal lunchboxes or the lava lamps all over the house. Anyway, I did it with the ultimate precision, and I tend to blame the television. There was my three sons, Maddox, Lucy, Mary Tyler Moore, Edith and Archie, Sanford and Son, and the Queen Ellery, Andy Griffith, Marsha Brady, and Emergency. Maybe this all stemmed from a game show. Maybe a match game 75. Maybe it was seeing Charles Nelson Riley. Maybe it was This Is Your Life. Anyway, I did it with the ultimate precision, and I tend to blame the television. Anyway, I did it with the ultimate precision, and I tend to blame the television.
Rally ho, and away we go.
See you next week in a brand new show.
I know you and I all grew up with cartoons on TV. Boy, oh boy, those were the days. And I especially loved Heckle and Jekyll. Just the voices, right? Am I right? Am I right? Huh? All right. Anyway, but we started up top with that set. Let's see. That was Inside Cablevision. Inside Cabletown from the Fireside Theater. And they are easily the closest thing to TV on record or on radio or anywhere that doesn't have vision attached to it. Television, like there, Red Foley. And let's see, the TV song was Red Herring, a little nostalgia there. Kansas City Star was Don Bowman. That's a cover of slipped my mind. Alright, I'll see if I can figure it out before I stop talking. CNR, Weird Al, Charles Nelson Reilly. That was from an NPR Tiny Desk show somewhere along the line. Million Dollar Question was Dawes Butler. Yeah, Dawes Butler had a single all by himself. You heard June Foray in there, probably a few of the other stables. Captain Jack and Jolly George was Burns and Carlin. Did you recognize the voice? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, they were together before George struck out on his own. And the rest is history. Station Break from the Fireside Theater again, much earlier. Welcome to Breakfast TV, Godley and Cream, Ben Lee. We had American Television. Let's see, J.B. Nimble. Is that Jack B. Nimble, our cousin? I don't know. J.B. Nimble, the song about television. I'll just leave it that way. Robert Ellis and the TV song. Tom Cote, Cody, C-O-T-E. That was Television. And Heckle and Jekyll dragging us to the door. Okay, so we're on the way out here. We will be back next week. But wait, there is more. I have a couple of things here for you. Here's a public service announcement from them Ickies, and then you have a few other things from 3D, the toys, and the Two Tone Club, okay? So if you recognize them, fine. If not, eventually I'll get it onto the playlists. In the meantime, we'll see you next week. Have a nice spring.
Don't sit too close to the television.
Don't sit too close to the television.
Don't sit too close to the television.
As it is.
You should watch it far away.
It's better for your eyes.
Just like Mama used to say. Don't sit too close to the television.
famous clothes, sitting pretty, spitting witticisms on success to a cackling clown behind a cardboard desk in the late night concourse to pacify the truly bored. Corporations pay to the nose to bring us late night talk show. We love the late night talk show. Had enough of David, so we settled for Jay. At this point, anything different would be okay. We'll miss Dave's band, but we settled for Jay. We've had enough of David, hello Jay, but we're laughing less at Leno, so it's back to Dave. Although Jay used to be good before his talk show host days, we're laughing less at Leno, so it's back to Dave. Our fingers on the button, we zap him away. It's the late night talk show. Pacify the truly bored. Corporations pay to the nose. Bring us late night talk show. Love the late night talk show. And I can't name one reason why the tired stick of these two guys should super glue our bloodshot eyes to their expensive suits and their ugly ties. Chevy, Pat, Arsenio, Dennis, and John. Peppy, Pop, Pundits, Poof, where have they gone? Remember Chevy, Pat, Arsenio, Dennis, and John. Early KOs, Dave and Jay battle on. So we're flipping and a flopping between Leno and Dave. Hours are lost and fortunes are made. Let's stop flip flopping between Leno and Dave. Turn the TV off and walk away from the late night talk wars. Pacify the truly bored. Corporations pay to